A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Yirches, Sukkah 18a, pagination page 35, at the bottom of the page, the last two lines. Itmar, we learnt. Sikach al gabei achsadra. A person wants to make a sukkah in the middle of a courtyard, such that the houses surround the courtyard, and the houses have on their inside area where this open space is, they have porches. And a person wants to simply place schach going in this middle area from one porch to the other without building walls. So the Gemara tells us, sheyesh la pitzimin, if it's a case where the porches have uprights, they have columns, kishera, it would be kosher, because if these uprights are within three tvachim of each other, we have the principle of lavud, that everything is considered connected, and in effect you have walls for this sukkah that's being built in the center area. So again, you would put the schach going from porch to porch, and the walls are going to be these uprights that are within three tvachim of each other. If we wanted to picture what's going on here, it's like slats, like a privacy fence, even though it's not a true wall, but it's enough as far as lavud goes. She'ein la pitzimin, but if it wouldn't have these uprights, what are we all involved with these uprights for? If it wouldn't have the uprights, Abaye Omar Kosher, Abaye says it would be acceptable for Rava Omar Psula, and Rava says it's no good. And the Gemara is going to explain that Abaye is based on a whole new reasoning called Pi Tikra Yored Visosem, that if the schach is done in a certain way, you're going to be able to get the lip of the ceiling is considered to come down halachically, the concept of good achis, that it comes down, the reverse of good asik, when we send something up indefinitely. Here we're sending an imaginary wall down to the ground. And Abaye says we're going to be able to figure out a way to orchestrate that from the porch. The porch is going to come down and enclose this area. The porch roof is going to come down and enclose the area. Rava rejects that. But before we entertain Abaye and Rava, let's first just understand why they need to introduce this new concept called Pitikra Yod Visosem, that the ceiling is coming down and doing the enclosure. And the reason is because the porch is more than 4 amos in its width, and therefore the walls of the house are distant from the schach more than 4 amos. And therefore, dofen akuma on the porch ceiling is not going to work over here. It's too big. Therefore, we needed to introduce new walls. The first case of the Gemara tells us perhaps you have pitzimin, the columns, the uprights, lovered to each other. And the second thing would be that Abaye tells us kshera, because he's going to bring the lip of the porch down to create a mechitza. Back in the Gemara, Abaye Amar kshera, turn the page. Abaye says it's kasher. Amrinam pitikra yod visosem, because you're going to bring down the ceiling as an imaginary wall. Rava Amar psula, and Rava says no, lo amrinam pitikra yod visosem, you can't say pitikra yod visosem in this case. Amale Rava la Abaye. Rava says to Abaye, Lididach, according to you, da amret pitikra yod visosem, that you hold that the lip of the ceiling can come down and create a mechitza, afilu hifches dofenem tzoi, would you say such a thing even if the middle wall was missing, so that you only have like a hallway, two walls, one on each side, and the middle one is missing, you're going to say Pi Tikra Yod V'Sosem on that. Amar Lei, Abaya answered, Modina Lach Be'ahi, I grant you, I agree, in that case, Davale Kemoviyam Afulosh. If you have Bekias Rabin, many people walking through, so then you can't say Pi Tikra Yod V'Sosem, that doesn't work. But if you are basically enclosed, it's just a question that you don't technically have the walls that you need, so then Abaya holds that the ceiling can come down and create the wall. The Gemara continues, Lema Abaya v'Rava b'plukta d'Rav u'shmo k'mifligi. We encountered what seems to be a similar machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, who are earlier Talmudic scholars, and we're wondering if these two arguments are comparable. The Itmar, as we learned. Ach sadra bevika, you have a pavilion in an open area, in a valley. So over here also there are no walls. It's totally open. Rav amar muta letalta bekulo, Rav says you're allowed to carry inside the pavilion on Shabbos. It's as if it has walls, because the ceiling, the amrinan pitikra yorid v'sosem, the edge of the ceiling comes down and encloses. Shmuel omer emetatlin bo elabadalat amos, delo amrinan pitikra yorid v'sosem. Shmuel says you can only carry in your area. You can't take a step. You can't walk. You can't move. You only have your dalat amos, your own location, because pitikra yorid v'sosem doesn't work. Says the Gemara. Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that you weren't able to say Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem in the valley application, Kule Amala Pligi, everybody agrees that that opinion is going to be aligned with Rava's opinion that we weren't able to say Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem. Ki Pligi, but there is what to argue, there is what to discuss, Aliba de Rav. According to Rav, who says there is Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem in the Bika, in the valley, is that limited to the opinion of Abaye, who holds of Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem? Or, as the Gemara explains, even Rava might hold of Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem in this case. Abaye Kirav. Abaya certainly matches with Rav. They both say, Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem, the principle that the edge of the ceiling comes down as a wall. V'Rava Amar Lach, but Rava will tell you, I can also hold like Rav. Ad kan la'omar Rav Hosam, Rav says his statement over there by the pavilion in the valley, you could say Pi Tikra because the walls that we're creating are being generated from a ceiling that was created for the pavilion, for the item under discussion. And therefore, what was built for it can create walls for it. But over here, the lav lahoch yavidi lo, the ceiling was created for the porch of this courtyard, which was our original case. The porch has a ceiling. If you're going to bring down those walls can help for the porch, those imaginary walls, but they're not going to help for your sukkah that's being built in the middle. Obviously, if you have a true wall helps for whatever it applies. It's there. It's real. And a real wall would help both for what it's built for and for any other reason. And that's why when we make an Erev around a city, we're very creative. Walls that are up, quite often, they can be used even though they were built for different purpose. They're meant to enclose one area, and we end up turning around and saying, hey, but right now they're enclosing the other area too. But if you have an imaginary wall, so then Rava's response is, Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem, imaginary wall, only works to enclose the area of its own ceiling, but to enclose a different area that it can't do. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.